Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
When we were recently talking to Rosie Starr, one of the producers of Farm and Country, she mentioned roadrunners. That was inspiration enough for us to research these unusual birds, and so today we bring you the Greater Roadrunner. We probably all have impressions of that slightly wacky cartoon roadrunner bird always being chased by Wile E. Coyote and calling his signature beep beep call. Well, the roadrunner is well named. They're weak flyers, but they are very fast runners, holding their lean bodies nearly parallel to the ground, with their tails streaming behind them, achieving speeds of up to 20 miles per hour. Coyotes go faster, though, up to 43 miles per hour, so they are a real danger to roadrunners.
Roadrunners are large cuckoos with a distinctive shape, long legs, a very long straight tail, and a long neck. Their head has a short crest, and they have a long, heavy bill. The birds are tan with blackish streaking on the chest and underparts. The crown is black with small pale spots, and there's a patch of bare blue skin behind the eye. They have a distinctive X-shaped footprint with two toes pointing backward and two pointing forward. Pueblo tribes use this X as a sacred symbol to ward off evil. The X shape disguises the direction the bird is heading, and the Native Americans believed that this prevented evil spirits from following.
Greater roadrunners are mostly found in the hot, shrubby desert southwest, but can also be seen in open country almost as far east as the Mississippi River. Well adapted to arid habitats, the greater roadrunner has glands near its eyes that it uses to secrete excess salt. This uses less water than excreting salt via their kidneys and urinary tract. The roadrunner can survive without drinking water, as long as it consumes prey with a high water content. The roadrunner's diet includes insects, birds, lizards, snakes, gophers, mice, and a variety of fruit, all of which it finds on the ground. Occasionally, two birds will hunt cooperatively to bring down larger snakes. It's an opportunistic bird, sometimes seen waiting near bird feeders for prey to arrive.
True to its name, the greater roadrunner races along roads, stream beds, and well-worn paths, defending its large territory and chasing lizards, rodents, and insects. While on the move, they startle and flush a meal by flashing the white spots on their open wings. Roadrunners can also jump straight up to snag insects, bats, and even hummingbirds in flight. Greater roadrunners do eat poisonous prey, including venomous lizards and scorpions, with no ill effect, although they're careful to swallow horned lizards head first with the horns pointed away from their vital parts.
Greater roadrunners don't go beep beep, but they do have a wide range of sounds. They make a distinctive coo 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 call in a series of 3 to 8 downward slurring notes to attract or contact a mate and mark a territory. Beginning before sunrise, the cooing can be heard up to a quarter mile away, and often elicits a response from a neighboring male. Here's their call. They also have a low-pitched growl, short, sharp barking calls that sound like yipping coyotes, a low-pitched call consisting of putts and whirs, and both chicks and adults snap their mandibles together to make a sound like castanets.
Greater roadrunners have elaborate courtship and mating rituals with chases, steps, calls, displays, and sounds. They build nests in dense brush, low trees, or cactus, usually 2 to 12 feet above the ground and rarely on the ground. The nest is a platform of sticks lined with grass, leaves, feathers, and sometimes with snakeskin or pieces of cow manure. The finished nest can reach over 17 inches in diameter and be 8 inches high. The female lays 2 to 6 eggs, which incubate up to 18 days and are tended by both parents. Hatchlings fledge after 17 to 19 days and live around 7 to 8 years, as long as they're able to avoid those coyotes. Check out some internet photos or videos of these unique birds. It's probably the closest any of us will come to actually seeing them run.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.